Milwaukee police have identified the man who killed his six-year-old daughter before turning the gun on himself Sunday. The man was 28-year-old Jeremy King. He reportedly fought with the girl's mother, then shot the child and himself while the mother was at work. The incident saddens Carl Schoendorf. He's with LaCausa's Crisis Nursery and Respite Center on Milwaukee's Near South Side. Schoendorf told WUWM that the center offers parents a free place to leave their children in emergency situations.
The whole goal is to prevent abuse. And the way we do that is if there's any type crisis situations and or big trauma events or anything that might be going haywire in a family's life, a parent can call us up and we can watch the kids. And the theory is that if we take care of the kids, a parent or a caregiver can take care of whatever issues are going on in their life. And that way it reduces the stress and then the anxiety, and the kids have a great time here at the shelter. And then hopefully with some guidance and time, the parents can deal with whatever issue may be at hand.
What sort of situations are parents telling you they are in when they come and drop off a child, and what sort of behaviors are the children exhibiting?
Boy, we see it really all over the map. I mean, so we'll go from a huge crisis, domestic violence type situations where, you know, they're fleeing a situation, you know, and obviously the kids see trauma and the mom is leaving that situation, and obviously that's pretty traumatic. And so when you see that, everybody's upset, from the kids up to mom. And so obviously, you know, we'll take the kids in and we'll make sure mom gets the proper resources and see if we can get them into a shelter that can take them all. But if not, sometimes that time for mom to be alone is great. We also see a lot of mental health situations where mom, I say moms because 90% of our clients are single moms, they'll be off their medications and they need some time in the hospital or with their doctors and things like that. So they'll need several days and we'll watch the kids then. And we also get a lot of homeless families that are just evicted, the stress of not having a place to stay, going from house to house, car to the house to a basement. I mean, that's all big stuff. You know, the kids are really resilient and they'll put on a good face, but it's not easy. It's tough for them. So we try to make them pretty comfortable here for them to have a good time. We're pretty good at it, and they do want to come back. And then we say they can come back and do respite care so they don't have to have a big traumatic event. We'll just say come back once a month just for a break without your event going on. Hopefully that keeps the stress level from going up again.
Did you say that sometimes kids stay for a number of days?
We can certainly do from as little as an hour, or we'll do up to 3 days. Obviously, we can bend with that. It's not set in stone. So, I mean, if somebody's in the hospital, we certainly work with the families.
When you talk about working with the families, does that sometimes extend beyond the person who brought in the child? And do you use the day or two that you have the kids to get help from other friends and family that might be able to step in during a time of crisis?
Absolutely. You know, we want to use every resource we can. And you may have worn out your other resources and things like that. So we will work with you and walk through with you who might be available, aunts, uncles, and friends. Many times those folks aren't reliable, or they're not people that you may or may not trust. Otherwise, they may be using that resource already. But one thing that I'd like to bring up, some parents are a little nervous, I should say, about bringing their kids here because they think we might be, you know, state involvement or what have you. And our whole goal is to keep the family together. And we certainly stress that with the families, that we don't want them to be split up and we don't want them to go into foster care or things like that. I mean, our goal is to certainly keep them together.